Yesterday we began the topic of shihiyah, which means leaving food on an exposed fire from Erev Shabbos. That's the dinim of shihiyah. And we pointed out that there's a machlekes between Chananya and the Chachomim as to whether food that is nispashel, kemachol ben drusoy, can be left on the uncovered fire. We pointed out a machlekes, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin. The Ramah writes that the minig is l'hakel. The Mishnah Berurah, however, said that you really should not be makel. The Mishnah Berurah says that the kula is only, like the Rush writes, kevin shisrael dukin b'mitzvos oneg Shabbos, hanach lahem liyisrael. And we pointed out the Chazon Ish had a different read of the hanach lahem liyisrael. It doesn't mean mutar shu shogim v'ayu mezidin. It means im einam neviyim heim, b'nei neviyim heim. We also spoke yesterday about a kula with respect to shehiyah called kidra chaisa. If I have a ruah pot that I put up right before Shabbos, a ruah piece of meat that I put in the pot right before Shabbos, so b'kahai gavna we permit the shehiyah. Although we pointed out that even though this din is beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, basically more daf yud ches and beis, nonetheless we had a number of reasons why this may not apply to us, and therefore the kula, of Kidra Chaisa is not at all pashut. That was our conversation yesterday. There is another discussion that we have to have with respect to Shehiyah, which is that the Isser of Shehiyah, like we said, is only on an uncovered fire. The Mishnah at the beginning of Parakira tells me that you're not allowed to have the food, yiktom, right? Whether we're talking about lishosnan or lahachazirtsnan, ends up being the machlokes between Chananya and the Chachamim. But lamaisa, there is something called grufo ketuma, and grufo ketuma certainly is going to permit shechiyah. That's the halacha in the Gemara. Now, grufo, we understand very well. Grufo means that you remove the coals. I have an oven. There are hot coals inside. If I take the coals out, so clearly there's no concern of shemi echata b'gecholam because there ain't no coals left. Some Rishonim, the Rambam, Hamar have a discussion. Maybe there are some coals left, but nonetheless, it would seem that the concern for shemi echata b'gecholam doesn't really apply because I take the coals out. Consequently, I'm clearly not so nervous about the food being hot. The concern of shemi yechata b'gecholim doesn't really apply. Those are the dinim of ketuma. Those are the dinim of grufa. Ketuma means that I put ashes on the coals. I put ashes on the coals. And ketuma also helps to be considered the type of fire that I'm allowed to leave food on. Now, again, when I talk about food, now I'm referring to food that is partially cooked. If the food is not cooked at all, so Medina de Gemara, you have the heter of Medina de Gemara, you have the heter of Kidra Chaisa. If the food is cooked, either to the extent of Maichel ben Zerusai or the extent of cold sarcum, it's damag Viralo, so the Kahai Gavna, it's mutter to leave the food as well. But if I have partially cooked food, so then in that situation, to leave the food on my Erev Shabbos, I need gerufa or ketuma. I need to take out the coals, or I need to cover the coals with ashes. That's the din in Shas. Now, why exactly does ketuma help? So the Rashi writes that the din of ketuma helps, putting ashes on the coals helps because it's mitztanein. It cools the coals off. When I throw the ashes on the coals, they're no longer so hot, and therefore I don't really have the concern of shemi yechata b'gecholim. That is the shita of Rashi. If I would want to be mechata b'gecholim, I'd want it to be as hot as possible. The fact that I'm cooling it down shows that there's less concern, less reason to worry about shemi echad to b'gecholam. That's Rashi's shita. Some argue in Rav Rimon's Sefer, in one of the footnotes, he points out that maybe there's no raya from Rashi because Rashi understands that entire perek, the entire perekira, completely differently than all other Rishonim. According to Rashi, perekira is about the dinim of Hatmana, not about the dinim of Shehiya. We'll talk about Hatmana probably in 2 days or tomorrow. But perhaps there's no raya from Rashi. I'm not exactly sure why Rav Rimon goes out of his way to say that, because there are many Rishonim who say that ketumah means that you have to cool the coals down. In fact, the Lashon of the Tor is beferish, that ketumah means you have to cool the coals down. Mr. Albert, you should have a long life and be blessed. How are you?
Amen. Thank you. I'm good. Rashi's opinion is kind of confusing because if you cool the coals and then you realize your food isn't cooking, then you, of course, are going to be yichak b'kachon. Then you realize, oh, I cooled it too much. Now I need to make it hot.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Apparently, Rashi holds that the concern of Shem Yichat b'kacholim is because I want to make the food super duper hot. But once I'm mitzanein the coals, once I'm cooling them down, so maybe I don't want the food so hot. And therefore, the concern for Shem Yichat is far reduced. Now,
again,
it's not impossible. It is possible, but it's such a low-level chash, the Chazal are not nervous about it. Your concern, apparently, is not enough of a concern for Chazal to make the gezeira. In those cases, when someone cools the coals down, so the person is less likely to be mechata, right? I think that's the way Rashi is going to learn the Gemara.
And this is, you're putting the ash on before Shabbos, correct? Not on Shabbos?
I put the ash on before Shabbos. I'm not allowed to put the ash on the Shabbos, especially if putting the ash on means that's cooling the fire down. So there's some element of kibbutz involved. I'm extinguishing the coals somewhat. I can't put the ash on Shabbos. That I cannot do. Adkan Devrei Rashi. There are many other Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. We could apply different names to the various Rishonim. In the Shiurim I gave on Parakira, I spent some time about what are the other reasons for Ketuma and which Rishonim holds which way. In Rav Rimon Sefer, he points out that the Ramach was Moshe HaKohen. He was a Rishon from Provence. The Rishonim in Provence worked very hard to upslug the Rambam, and the Ramach is often quoted in the Kesef Mishnah. The Ramach says that the idea of Ketumah is that it's a Heker. We have many areas of Halacha that I'm nervous about X, Y, and Z happening, but if I create a reminder, so then I'm not going to be worried that X, Y, and Z will happen. Basan Cholov, right? I'm not supposed to have Ha'alah. I shouldn't have Basan Cholov on the table together. I'm concerned I might come to eat the food of the other gender while I'm eating the food of one gender. A heker, Simon Peches says, works. Right? There are a number of areas of halacha that heker helps. Comes along the Ramach, and the Ramach says that heker is the reason for ketumah. Heker means that since I sprinkled those ashes on the fire, so Mimela, we're not nervous that you are going to that you're going to stoke the coals. We're not nervous about Shami Yichat B'Gecholam. That's the opinion of the Ramach. Now, what's interesting is that the Chazon Ish, in one of his celebrated essays in Siman Lamed Zayin, the Chazon Ish writes that the blech that people have today, right? Guys know what a blech is. You put a piece of metal on top of the fire, that's a blech. So the Chazon Ish says a blech doesn't help because the din of ketumah is that it cools the coals down. If I put a piece of metal on top of the coals, so that is not going to really cool the fire down. And therefore the Chazon Ish assers the standard blech. Someone told me that he was in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's kitchen on one occasion, and he saw that Reb Chaim Kanievsky had the type of blech that basically was standing up on stilts. That's what they call a Chazon Ish blech. The idea of that blech is that you need it to cool down, if I have airspace between the fire and where I put my pot, so my pot is not directly on the fire, it mamish cools down. That's the yisod of the Chazon Ish. Yeah.
By the Gufa case where you remove the coals, is that completely removing all heat from the oven?
So that's a machloket. There's certainly going to be residual heat. There's a machloket in the Ran. There are two shitas within the Ran whether you have to remove all the coals or not. If you have to remove all the coals, obviously the idea is that you may see achdas from it, which might be the pshat in the ketuma as well, that you may see achdas. But I'm inclined that may see achdas is very similar to the idea of pekar. The fact that I am making a reminder for myself that I am not going to stoke the coals, Das Alein is Megala, that I am not so nervous about the fire. Again, you could say it as three separate possibilities if you so desire, but in my mind, I like combining Hesach. I like saying, I'll say it like this, that there are two ways of arriving at Hesach Hadas. You can arrive at Hesach Hadas by cooling it down, or you can arrive at Hesach Hadas by having a reminder. But I think on the fundamental level, it all is based on Hesach Hadas. Again, Rav Rimon presents things a little differently than I do. Now, the Chazon Ish has his famous Chazon Ish blech, because he holds that you have to cool the you have to cool the fire down. The Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch also seems to be that Gerufo Ketuma helps because you are cooling it down. That seems to be the Lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, right, the Mechaber writes, Rishon Gimel Sif Aleph, Shekisa HaGecholam Be'efer Lema'it Chomam. That's Lashon the Mechaber. Nonetheless, most Acharenim hold that a blech helps, either because a blech is Mema'it L'chom somewhat, which it is, no? If I have a pot that's mamish directly on the fire, it's going to get hotter than when the pot is on a piece of metal on the fire, because when I have the piece of metal there, the heat diffuses, it spreads out. So therefore, it is Mema'it L'chom somewhat. Moreover, certainly according to the Ramach's reason, that it is a heker, so that also is sufficient. So most assume against the Chazon Ish. Now the Chazon Ish gets himself into a little bit of trouble, because in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Seif Gimel, it says that someone wakes up in the morning and you notice that the food is beginning to burn. So what you do is you put the food on a pot. You put the food on the pot. And then right, meaning that the Shulchan Aruch says that you can put the food on top of a pot. Now, how can I put the food on top of a pot? The pot is just like a blech. So how does it help? So the Chazon Ish says, oh, we're not talking about a regular pot. The case there in Shulchan Aruch is talking about an inverted pot. The pot is upside down. And because the pot is upside down, memela, it's going to be mema'et l'chom. That's the way the Chazon Ish says it. Then the Chazon Ish has another issue. The Chazon Ish says, well, maybe you can't use a blech right on the fire for a different reason. We noted that there is cooking both on, there's cooking on food items and on non-food items, etc. And cooking on a non-food item is when it goes from liquid, from solid to liquid. But that's the definition of cooking a non-food item, that it changes state. However, Zak the Chazon Ish, that there's a din, the Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah. And because Chatzi Shir is also min HaTorah, to put any metal item on a fire on Shabbos is going to lead to the possibility that it is going to get really, really hot, and perhaps the metal item will change its state. So
there, the base is softening the shear, but it won't burn.
Slowly?
I always thought that the softening, part of the soft was the Hagdara.
So one could say that it's a Hagdara. In other words, it's like a threshold, and it doesn't change at all. The Chazon Ish is inclined that it's not a threshold. It's mamish a shear, and therefore there's a shear in the sense of a quantitative amount, and a lower quantity is going to be aser chatzi shear aser min ha-taira. The Chazon Ish uses this in... there's a discussion about electricity being forbidden on Shabbos. I think normative Judaism assumes you don't use electricity on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish has a few famous reasons not to use electricity on Shabbos. He says it's makkah b'patish. But another reason the Chazon Ish suggests is that the wires get hot. If you have my computer, right, my laptop gets hot. My laptop gets hot when I use it for a while. Zak the Chazon Ish, because it gets a little bit hot, so memela there is going to be a problem of chatzi shir of bishul. That's the Chazon Ish's yisaid. And therefore he asks his electricity. Therefore he has to say that the pot that I'm talking about in Reishonim Gimel Seif Gimel, I wake up in the morning and I see Hikdichat Havshilos, I put the food on the pot. First of all, the pot has to be an inverted pot. Second of all, it has to be an inverted earthenware pot. An inverted earthenware pot, because earthenware, once it's made, will never change its state from solid to liquid. That's already a razzle-dazzle Chazon Ish. But as I zok there, that's what he says. Again, I think mainstream Judaism is not like the Chazon Ish. So we use a blech. And we put a blech on top of the fire. Now, when you think about it, this isn't so reasonable. Our concern is Shami Yechata B'Gecholom, which in modern times means that I will not stoke the coals. I have a gas range. There are no coals to stoke. I'll turn the fire up. I'll make it higher. That's Shami Yechata. So it would be much more reasonable that I solve the issue of Shem Yechata, especially according to the Ramach, that Shem Yechata is a hecker, it would be much more reasonable that I cover the knobs rather than covering the fire. That would be a much more reasonable way of doing Shem Yechata. Rabbi Eider's Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, so he quotes, Rabbi Eider first learned in our yeshiva, then he went to Lakewood. When he went to Lakewood, he spoke to Rav Aaron Cutler a lot. And he said that Rav Aaron Cutler used to say that all you have to do is cover the knobs. And that's how you solve the din of Ketumah, because we're not worried, Shem Yechat B'Gecholim, once you cover the knobs. In Igris Moshe, Chelak Aleph Siman Sadi Gimel, the Moshe says that he thinks it's like a formal din. I don't want to use the words Dover Sheva Minyan, but it's somewhat similar to that. But Moshe says, since the type of ketumah bizman hashas was covering the fire, for us also ketumah has to be cover the fire. And therefore, Reb Moshe writes, you have to put the blech on the fire. It's a chumra to cover the knobs. So if you go to, let's say, Variety Connection in the Five Towns on Central Avenue, where they sell all the blechs, they sell one flat piece of metal blech, and they also sell chumra blechs, which basically are a flat thing, and it comes down to cover the knobs also. According to Rav Moshe, that's a chumra. The idea is that it's additional precaution that you won't stoke the fires. The issue comes up, many people have today glass-coated ranges, right? It's a piece of glass, and the fire is like you could see the coils that get red hot. Some of these ranges will break if you put a piece of blech on them. No, many of these ranges. You've done it.
You have
such a range, but you probably read the instructions, so you didn't break it. Like, there are some people who don't read instructions out there, and they actually break their range, which is like a couple of $1,000.
It's the induction ones. They have a problem by Pesach also, because you can't do leave.
They have a problem by Pesach also, because it's a disaster to try to, we don't kosher glass, certainly for Pesach, we don't kosher glass. So what do you do with these things? Not at all pashut. Is there, can you rely on the sheet of just covering the knobs on these glass-coated ranges? So, not pashut. I don't know. Honestly, if you would have asked me, I would have said that it makes sense to do that. I don't fully understand the Reb Moshe, that you have to cover the fire. Moreover, Chacham Ovadia in the Tshuva and Siman Lamed Daled, and Reb Moshe alludes to the Svara also. I think we referenced this yesterday. It could be that Shema Yechata B'Gecholim is a different din than what we have today. Today, the concern is that I'll turn the gas up. I'll turn the electricity up. That's the halachic equivalent of bringing more eitzim to make the fire bigger. Chazal were never worried about bringing more eitzim, Reb Moshe suggests, and Chacham Ovadia really likes this idea. Chazal were worried that I will take those coals and I'll stoke them. So one could perhaps argue that certainly when you cover the knobs, it should be sufficient, but Minhag Yisrael is that you don't do that. So what do you do? What can you do? So the Gemara in Yud Ches has a different din, the din of Toyach Betit. There's a din of Toyach Betit, which is that if I have a pot and that pot is not accessible, it's on an exposed fire, but it's not accessible because I put like some tar all around it, so I can't get it. There's like some sort of lock that was created. So Toyach Betit helps. That's what it says in the Gemara. Now, what exactly, in which case does Tayach Betit help? So in Siman Reish Nun Dalet, Se'if Aleph, the Mechaber quotes in the Shita of the Rambam that Tayach Betit only helps by one particular type of meat, that it has to be completely covered to cook well, but that, in other words, it helps by basar gediva oif, that in those cases we're not choshesh for chitoy when it's tayach betit, because im yichata begecholam yiskareich. It's the type of food that cooks very quickly, the gedi and the oif. Were you to be machata begecholam, it would get all burned. So that's why tayach betit helps. But tayach betit does not help by other foods. Rama, however, writes that for us, Tayach Betit helps by all foods. Hachi nahu kisvarizim. So l'cha'ora, for Ashkenazim, Tayach Betit will help. Now, what exactly is Toach Betit? Is Tayach Betit just covering the knobs, like to put some tape on the knobs? Would that count as Tayach Betit? So there's a whole discussion in the Svarim. Some say that helps. Others say, come on, you just put a little bit of tape on the knobs, it's not going to really help very much. It could just pull the tape off. Some say you put the tape on the knobs and you write Shabbos on the tape. I don't know if that helps so much more, because I could pull the tape off even when it says the word Shabbos. There are these covers that they have for little kids. It's like a plastic cover that you put on the knob, and then you can't adjust the flame at all until you, until you like squeeze the plastic in and you pull it out. It's mamish a whole asek. The amazing thing about these plastic things that are supposed to work for kids is kids have a way of getting around them. Adults mamish find it impossible to get around. It's like, I don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this. Like, these child-proof things are really adult-proof, and children get into it all the time. But l'cha'ora, that should count as tayach betit, and for Ashkenazim that should help. In Rav Rimon Sefer, he quotes in Rav Avishai David, the Rosh Hashiva in Shraga, that Rav David quotes from the Rav. I haven't seen this in any of the storm from our yeshiva about the Rav. Rav Rimon quotes that Rav David quotes from the Rav that these little covers should count as tayach betit. There is a whole discussion in some of the Sfarim about whether taking the knobs off, but if I have like a gas range, if I pull the knobs off, does that count as tayach betit? Or do I have to worry that you're going to go, you know where the knob is, I'm going to go into the drawer, reattach the knob and turn it on? Again, I don't know ad heichan hadvar megiyin, how much you have to be nervous about these things. But l'cha'ira, it should help that it's considered tayach betit. Meaning to say, if you hold like the Ramach, that the din of Shema Yechate is, or that the halach of Ketumah, I should say, is based on a heker, so for sure, by any marking that I shouldn't turn the fire up should help. According to Rav Moshe, that Ketumah requires that it is that you cover the fire. Perhaps the pshat is that it is mitzamein, and then a heker will not help. But if I have something that's a super duper heker, if I have something that is tayach betit, it's not even a heker tayach betit. It's not shayach to get to it, and it's not shayach in mechata begacholim. So in that case, the halacha is it should certainly help. So I would say that probably taking the knobs off helps. The Rav said that using the child-proof stuff helps. I think that's a way for your gas ranges as well. Yes, sir.
For establishing a good talk fit, does it help if the thing you would have to do in order to use the thing, would it help if that's independently also because of a separate halacha? Like, let's say it was like a makat papish.
So you're saying maybe I'm not worried that you would violate a second malacha. And you're assuming the guy's mamash alam did.
Why would we be worried? You're worried that he's gonna be over bishul, but he's not gonna be over makkah
positive. He's in a very susceptible scenario.
Right. First of all, we're worried about havara more than bishul. Right? But you're suggesting that the guy's a lamdin and, you know, he won't violate makapaz. I find it not so likely. I think a Jew who where choshesh will violate one malacha, or choshesh will violate probably at least 36 or 37, it's not likely that he'll violate also shtei batei nirin. But let's be honest, none of us have probably ever violated also shtei batei nirin. Okay. So that is what we have to say about the dinim of Shehiyah.
For Schwartz?
Yes.
When Rav Avada Svara, I understand it. Like, Lechora, the reason why Chazal were worried about Yechat B'Kholim and not being maybe Eitzim is that it takes a lot less work. It's a quick, in-the-moment fix to be Mechat B'Kholim. And the same lechora should be true of just turning up a knob on the fire. So I don't get the analogy.
So I think the issue is, and Chacham Avadya writes this in many of his tshuvas, that ein lanu ligzar gzeiros bizmanenu. That the gzeiros that exist already, we keep, but we don't make new gzeiros. Chacham Avadya, for example, you know, there's an isser on Shabbos that ein korin la'ar haner. I'm not allowed to read with candlelight because maybe I'll have difficulty reading the Ksav Rashi, I'll tilt the candlelight, etc. That's the din in the Gemara, Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. What about if I have a dimmer switch? Am I allowed to read on Shabbos when I have a dimmer switch that could go on and off higher, right? The lights get brighter and less bright. So Chacham Avadya says, you know what? No, that was never part of the Gezerah. That means that you're adding electricity, you're adding oil. That's the functional equivalent of adding oil to the candle. And Chazal never goes that you'll add oil to the candle. Chacham Avadya is a big fan of Ein Lanu Ligzar Gzeiros Me'atzmenu, that the Gzeiros that Chazal made, those are the Gzeiros that we keep. We don't make up new ones. Again, is there room to disagree? Yes, just as a totally random arimakom, there is a book called The Treasury of Reform Responsa, written by Rabbi Solomon Freehoff, who was a rabbi in Pittsburgh, who assers using the dimmer lights on Shabbos. Again, I'd assume that Chacham Avadya is more mekubal by Klal Yisrael than Rabbi Solomon Freehoff. But
what?
In the 1960s or something is the first time they had these dimmer lights. So yeah, he wrote this. If you want to have fun, like, it's a fun book to read. Like, I don't know if it counts as Talmud Torah, but it's certainly fun. Okay, now that's the dinim of Shehiyah, leaving food on an exposed fire. Another issue that comes up is the dinim of Hachazara. Hachazara is food that was on the fire me'erev Shabbos. I want to take it off and then put it back onto the fire on Shabbos. Those are the dinim of Hachazara. And the Gemara, again, has many rules and regulations for when I permit Hachazara. Hachazara requires that the food is mevushal kol tzarkai, that the food is fully cooked. If the food is not fully cooked and I put the pot back down, I'm violating an iser bishul mamash, no? So it has to be that the food is mevushal kol tzarkai. The Magen Avraham has a chiddush that we only permit hachazara when the food is still warm. Meaning, if I take the food off the fire and I leave it, food that's mamish fully cooked. The pashtus in the Magen Avraham is the food is mamish fully cooked. I have what Rabbi Willig calls like a litvisher chalent. I'm not sure if this is true, but the difference, there are different chalents. Whether the chalent is very liquidy or the chalent is mamish solid. Rabbi Willig's nusach used to be different from the Hasidic chalent and the litvisher chalent. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But I have a fully dry chalent. I take it off the fire. I'm fulfilling all the other conditions. The fire is grufo katuma, right? The fire is covered. It's oidan biyadai, daito lahachazir, lohiniach agave karka, all of the rules that are found in the Gemara. The Magen Avraham has his own rule, which is not accepted by most poskim, that the food has to still be warm. Once the food mamish cooled down, there's no longer a kula of hachazara. So we have these dinim of hachazara. We'll get into the details, etc. later on. But just on the formal level, what's the reason for the isra of hachazara? So the pashtus is, intuitively you would think, that the isra of hachazara is because of a concern of mechzik and mevashel. You're going to walk into my apartment on Shabbos. You're going to see that I'm standing there with a pot, and I put the pot down on the fire, even if the fire is covered, etc., right? Or let's say the fire is not covered. Or you're going to see me putting the food down on the fire. You're going to say, Schwartz is a mechal Shabbos. Schwartz is cooking on Shabbos. That's mechzikim mevashel. That's the pashtus. The Mishnah Brura in the Shar HaTziyon in Mishnah Gimel Sif Katan Lamed Zayin quotes that the Rabbeinu Tam has a different reason. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar Simen Mishnah Hei Mishnah Vav, Rabbeinu Tam writes that the reason for the Isser of HaChazara is because of Shema Yechate B'Gecholim. Just like the Isser of Shechiyah, there's a din of Shema Yechate B'Gecholim. HaChazara has a super din of Shema Yechate B'Gecholim, meaning the concern that I might be Mechate is much more pronounced. Since I took the pot off, I'm going to put it down. There's more of a concern that I'm going to want to warm it up more, and I might be Mechate B'Gecholim. Therefore, I have all these additional rules of Oidim B'Yodei, Da'atim L'Hachzir, but fundamentally, it's the same Gezeira of Shema Yechate B'Gecholim according to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, there are a number of nafkaminas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. The Balei HaTosfos have an Isser of HaChazara Me'erev Shabbos. Meaning to say, Shabbos has not yet come in. I haven't yet benched licht. But I'm still, according to the Balei HaTosfos, not allowed to take the food off the fire and put it right down, unless I fulfill some of the conditions of HaChazara. There's a din of HaChazara Me'erev Shabbos. The Ran argues with the Balei HaTosfos, and the Ran says that there's no din of HaChazara Me'erev Shabbos. The pashtus is that the din of HaChazara Me'erev Shabbos are totally in the reasons for the Isser of HaChazara. If HaChazara is a din of Shemayit, of Mechzik and Mevashel, so what do you mean Mechzik and Mevashel? What's the problem of being Mevashel? It's not Shabbos yet. There can't be a din of Mechzik and Mevashel. It's not yet Shabbos. But if the concern is Shema Yechate B'Gecholim, so one Mecha'era could argue that even on Erev Shabbos, if I put the food down right before Shabbos, the concern is that later on I might be Mechate B'Gecholim a few minutes later. The din of Mechzik and Mevashel, Mecha'era, is on that Maisa. When I put it down, that is that a Maisa that's Nirek and Mevashel, not Nirek and Mevashel? So if the Zman that I'm doing it is not yet Shabbos, it should be that it is Peter Gomor. That's the Shita of the Ran. The Shita of the Bali HaTaisis, the HaChazor, is also Me'er Shabbos, is because of the concern of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim, which is the Shita of the Rabbi Nutan. In Rav Rimon's Sefer, he, in footnote 191, he runs through a number of possible nafgaminas between the shdinim of Shema Yechata, with the concern of Shema Yechata, and the issue of Mechzik and Mabashel. One of the famous nafgaminas is whether you can do hachazora al yedei goy on Shabbos. The food was on the fire me'erev Shabbos. Can a goy come and put the food back when I did not fulfill the rules and regulations of hachazora? The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes that the Maharitatz, I believe, one of these classical achrayim is make the Maharit. The Maharit is makel that Amir al-Nachri is permitted on HaChazara. The Chazon Ish in Simen Lamed Zayin, Oskof Aleph, the Chazon Ish writes that you cannot do HaChazara Ayyadei Goy. Lecha Oira, it goes like this. If the din of HaChazara is a din of Mechzik and Mabashel, so then we're makel an amir al-nachri in certain circumstances to do a ma'isa iser for me. Right? Let's say it's a shvus to shvus b'maka mitzvah. Right? Let's say the food is already cooked. It's amir al-nachri to put food that's already cooked. I mean, the food is obviously already cooked. Right? So it's an iser d'rabbonon, hachazara. It's amir al-nachri to do hachazara. I need the food, but tzarech suda Shabbos, shvus to shvus b'makam mitzvah, make along. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Maharit. The Chazon Ish, however, is machmir, because the Chazon Ish says that the din of hachazara is an iser of the matzav. When I have food in a situation, when the food is on the fire, and it got there ba'ofen ha'aser, so then I am worried that the food is going to be usher. Or I am worried that the isser is being violated kol sha'a v'sha'a. Every moment that the food is on the fire, I'm worried about something. What's the something I'm worried about? Shem yechata b'gechom. Right? It's an isser not just on the pu'ula that was done. If this is just on the pu'ula, so amir l'nachri could be permitted. That's a shvus tishvus v'maklen mitzvah. However, if the isser is not on the pu'ula, the isser is on the matzov, so then a goy can't return the pot to the fire for me, because even though at that moment it was okay when the goy returns the pot to the fire, but every moment that the pot is on the fire, I violate an additional isser, an additional isser, an additional isser. So the Chazon Ish writes that the din of HaChazara is because of Shema Yechata, and therefore you cannot use Amir al-Nachri to permit it. That is the Pashtus in the Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, just going back to our previous conversation, we could say that removing the knobs should help for HaChazara the same as it helps for Shehiyah. Because there's no concern of Shema Yechata. A plain blech probably doesn't help. We need other rules and regulations also, both in the other dice, we'll have to, etc. But if I remove the knobs, that lecha'ora should help. The Pashtus in Judaism is that HaChazara is also because of Mechzik and Mabashel. In fact, in the Mishnah Berurah, his mainstream reason is Mechzik and Mabashel. In the Shar HaTzion, he presents the Rabbeinu Tam. That seems to be mainstream Judaism. If you look in Rav Shechter's Sefer, the Eretz HaTzvi, in page Nunvav, so Rav Shechter, Mamish, Rav Shechter Mamish has a fetish. The Or Sameach writes that there's a machlekes harishonim about whether hachazara besmicha is okay. Meaning, can I take the food fully cooked? Can I put that food without the rules of hachazara? Can I put the food not on the fire, but next to the fire? I have an oven, right? Let's say it's there, all types of ovens. There's a fire inside it. I'm not going to put the food on top of the oven. I'm going to put the food next to the oven. So the Arsa Meyach says, if you're worried about Mechsi Kimavashem, it's going to be Osir. No? If you're worried about Shema Yechata, it's going to be permitted. That's what Arsa Meyach writes. In Shulchan Aruch, we Aser HaChazara B'smicha.
Wouldn't it be the opposite? Shouldn't you be worried about Shema Yechata because it's not hot enough next to it, so you need the fire to be
hot? I don't think so.
But putting next to you would never cook that way.
Yeah, it's mamish going to get really hot there also. It's next to an oven with a raging fire inside. It's mamish
going
to
get hot. You would want to stir it to get hotter, but it doesn't look like cooking. It should actually be the opposite.
It doesn't look like cooking, again. You're saying that the concern... Oh, yeah, so I said it backwards. You're right. In other words, in Shulchan Aruch, we aser hachazara b'smicha, and that shows that the din of hachazara is based on shamichata b'gecholam. Correct. It's not based on mechsi k'mevasha. Yeah, I said it backwards. Thank you. It's based on shema yichata b'gecholam.
Someone was just telling me, I think it was you, Rebbe. Were you just saying that someone said that in Shir they would purposely say things wrong to make sure Talmidim are paying attention?
I might have said that instead of thing I would say, but I don't recall it being it. Then again, I have no recollection of what I say half of the time, so that's perfectly fine. So Rav Shechter in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi on page 56, like we said, assumes that based on that din of HaChazara B'smicha, so that shows that the Isser of HaChazara is like the Rabbein Tam, is based on Shema Yechata Begecholim, and therefore Rav Shechter Aser is doing HaChazara Ayidei Akum. That's what Rav Shechter paskins. Again, I don't think the Mishnah Berurah would assume that way, but Rav Shechter always says that he learned Halacha before the Mishnah Berurah was popular, right? When he got married, that's when he got his first set of Mishnah Berurah. They used to learn Chaya Adam. They used to learn other Svarim. That's the Chiddush of Rav Shechter. Okay, so Blina there, tomorrow I want to talk about some of the rules and regulations of HaChazara, and then hopefully we'll begin Hatmana and perhaps even finish Hatmana again, depending on when we finish. So either we'll have Wednesdays of Chazara day or not, but the Bechina will be on Thursday, Haba Aleinu LeTaiva. Okay, gentlemen. Questions, comments?
The time for the Bechina would be at 12?
The time for the Bechina will be ready at 12. Yeah, I mean, I'll probably email the Bechina. I told the guys I want the Bechina back by Monday. I'll probably email it or send it on the shared WhatsApp group at some point during the day and get it back to me when you can, yeah. I don't expect everyone to like sit in the same room as and take it. Obviously, you know, v'yisem nekiyim, and obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hochein levavos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know that you're honest when you take the bechina, so that's an assumption that you're not going to be taking it with books open, etc. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Rav Schwartz.